This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us, Alison Gould, one of the blood experts at the Red Cross. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to have a chat about blood types.
Yeah, some of us may be aware of what our blood types are and the different kinds that exist. At least, you know, that the O's, the A's, the B's, those sort of ones. What are the different types of blood?
Well, blood types is something we use to describe what's on the outside of our red blood cells. So people probably know from when you watch, you know, shows like CSI that when you go down into the blood, there's these like red cells that carry oxygen around. They're sort of shaped a bit like a donut. And if you imagine yourself zooming down into those, you will see that on the surface of them, there are like little markers. And those are the things that actually form our blood type. So they're inherited. And they have all sorts of different functions. And as you said before, the main ones are A and B and O and this thing called positive and negative.
Mm. Why do our blood types matter so much? Would it really matter, for instance, if we got given the wrong kind?
Yes, it would. So basically, your body is trained to recognise what is itself and let itself be. But to attack anything that it recognises inside it that is not itself. And that's a way that we can fight off infection, for example.
Hmm.
So if you get a blood transfusion of blood that has different markers on the outside of it, that means your body may then recognise those blood cells as being not part of itself and attack them. So that means your body will destroy the blood transfusion and you can get fevers and all sorts of side effects from what happens when your body tries to attack blood that's going around in your system. So we try and match blood types as best we can. And people probably know that some blood types cross-react well with other blood types and other ones don't. So you've probably heard that O negative is the universal donor.
Right.
And, yep, we absolutely love O negative whole blood donors because that blood can be used for anybody in an emergency if you don't have time to check the blood type of the patient.
Mm. So why do we have different types of blood? I mean, you mentioned that it is genetic, but does it actually serve a purpose within our body that we would each have different kinds?
Some of them do, and probably all of them do one way or another, but we don't know what they all do yet. We do know that people born in different countries or whose ancestors come from different countries have different distributions of blood types. And one of the ones that's really interesting is one called Duffy Null, which is really frequent in Africa. So that's not one of the A or B or positive or negative markers that we usually talk about. But if it's missing from the outside of your red cells, the malaria parasite can't get in. So that's one blood type that has become the Duffy null, meaning you don't have Duffy, means that people who have that type are resistant to malaria. So you can understand how that has become more prevalent in countries where there's malaria.
Yeah, so how many different types of blood are there then, beyond those ones we're really aware of?
Heaps. You'll be amazed. So if we talk about the ABO, positive-negative system, we call that two blood group systems. So there's A and B, well, whether you've got both of them or neither of them, that's the ABO system. The RH, whether you have it or don't, that's the positive or negative. That's another system. All up, we have 42 different blood group systems like that.
Wow.
At over 350 different markers.
My goodness.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's massive. And look, sometimes I think of it like a forest, you know, that the A and B and rhesus might be like the gum trees and the pine trees and stuff, but there's all of these other little things on the surface of your red cells, and some of them are more important than others in terms of whether or not a patient will react to them, because some of them are, you know, tucked away and the bodies don't react to them as much, and other ones are actually quite important but rare.
Wow. So what got you personally so fascinated in researching blood and knowing as much as you do about it?
Oh, look, I learned about biochemistry at university, and I've always been a blood donor, well, ever since I was big enough to be allowed. And when this job came up, learning to communicate science of blood at Lifeblood, I just thought it was a dream come true. So it's...
Perfectly suited.
Let me be nerdy and chatty all at once.
So. Oh, it's just so good. And, of course, we are encouraging people to donate blood because it is such a vital need for so many in our community as well. What are the reasons that you see blood donation as being so valuable to our community?
Essentially, it's a way of helping people. It doesn't cost you anything other than a bit of your time. It's something that can't be replaced yet. So we have no way of replacing a lot of the products that are made from a blood donation. So it's vital and it's easy. Mm. And I encourage people to just give it a go.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.